Service trucks, flatbeds, buses, trailers, boats, RVs, farm tractors, pickups, autos, and more. The two-day spring public auction, accepting your consignments too at Henderson Auctions in Livingston, Louisiana. Thursday, March 14th, Friday, March 15th, 9 a.m. Preview Wednesday, March 13th, 9 to 4. Register now at hendersonauctions.com. Business license number AB-459.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth. And also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to my show live on WGSO 990 AM here in New Orleans, Louisiana, in studio. I've got a hodgepodge of things to talk about today. Some are going to be local, some are going to be national, but they're all going to pertain to government, how it's affecting our lives, how it's affecting our freedom. And we're going to talk about some of that. But first, before I get started with that, I want to let you know I've got a friend of mine that's running for office in Algiers. That's the For those of you who don't know where Algiers is, it's still New Orleans. It's just kind of on the other side of the river from New Orleans. But her name is Christy Lynch, and she's running for Republican State Central Committee for Algiers, Tarrytown, and in certain precincts, and even Plaquemines. It's kind of interesting because that district, even the state representative district, does the same thing in there. It kind of overlaps in Plaquemines and stuff. And in the in Algiers a little bit. But I want you to look for Christy Lynch's name and her number, which is 73, on the ballot on March 23rd, because that's going to be when we elect a whole bunch of people. Not only is it going to be the presidential endorsement, if you will, of the delegate. The primary. Sorry about that. Boy, did I get that wrong. But it's going to be where a lot of our state party people is elected, and the endorsement committee meetings. I want you to look at that on the ballot March 23rd. The plan is to get out the vote and consolidate and amplify your voice in the state party and locally, because when you elect people that are active in the community like Christy, you're going to find that your voice is going to be heard better. Her website is Lynch for statecentralcommittee.com. Again, that's Lynch, the number four, statecentral.com. Look for Christy Lynch, number 73 on your ballot. And I want to thank you for supporting Christy on that. It's a friend of mine, and I wanted to make sure that I got that out. You're going to hear me talk about that again a little bit more, because she's somebody good in New Orleans that we need to get elected. So today, to get on with the show, today I've got just a lot of different little things. Some of them are those hot topics that I normally don't like to talk about, only because everybody else talks about them. But every so often, you got to talk about them. So follow my general rule. I even don't like to overdo, overrun, rerun, overtalk, beat the dead horse, however you want to put it, the same old topics. It's kind of why I got tired years ago when I first got on radio, because I was like, I was just repeating the narratives, repeating the news, repeating the same old stories over and over again. Obama was the problem then. Now it's, Biden's not fit. I wish personally people would stop talking about Biden not being fit. You like that little slip of the tongue, don't you? So I personally would like people to stop talking about Biden not being fit. Let's all just ignore it, because that's what most people are doing right now. They're just ignoring it. And it seems only – actually, let's say it this way. All the Democrats are ignoring it, whether they don't think he's in trouble or cognitively impaired, or they do. They're not saying anything. They're ignoring it. They're letting it go. Why can't we Republicans do that? I wish we would. You know why? Because – what are we going to do? We're going to just like keep egging it on that he's not fit, and we're going to be moaning and groaning to each other about it, making ourselves miserable when they don't care. And he's going to get away. They're not going to put him out of office. And if we keep pointing out, and he does get put out of office, who do we get? Kamala Harris. I mean, would you rather an impaired man that you know there's people behind the scenes that are running the show, and you know all we can do is hope that it's the army or the military, or depending who you listen to, some people think Trump is still president. Whatever the case it may be, let's just let it go right now. Everything's okay. You know, I know it's a cognitively impaired man. Maybe he shouldn't be there, but the reality is, what do we get? Then you get on record for the rest of American history, someone who basically, I want to say something so bad, but I'm not. You'll have someone as president who was never qualified, couldn't even do well in her own state when she was running for president before, Kamala Harris, who pretty much, when you study her background, you know how she got where she got. It's obvious. You know how she got where she got because, I mean, and again, they don't put the story out there, but everybody knows if you know and you research it. So what do you want? That on our history of our country? And then you're only doubling down on the fact that he's cognitively impaired and not fit. So can we as Republicans just like leave it alone, like let it go? Just like, okay, Sleepy Joe, just go take a nap. We know that, you know, Obama's probably running the show. Maybe the military's in place and we don't like it, but it'd be a lot better than what we get if Kamala Harris is the president, not to mention the stain it would be on our history of our country. And I don't mean that color at all whatsoever. Don't take it that way, because she's actually, you know, I mean, like people like to say that she's black, but she's not black. She's what, Indian and Puerto Rican? I mean, I think that's what it is. I mean, so come on. And then it depends on the narrative, what you listen to, whether she is, is black, not black. You see, this is why we just need to stay away, stop complaining, stop moaning and groaning, not stop spending your time whining about what's going on, stop repeating the narratives, stop the same. It's why people say, oh, you listen to Fox News. Part of the reason I don't listen to Fox News is the same reason why I don't listen to conservative radio sometimes, because I get tired of hearing the same thing over and over again. Quite honestly, it's not productive. It's not good for our country. For the same reason why to try to oust Joe Biden out because he's cognitively impaired, and to have Kamala Harris in, which would be worse in a lot of ways in our country, the stain is the problems. It's the stain that it would be on our country's history are the problems that she would create, the problems that she would make worse, the policies the horrible policies that she would have in place. And don't think that if somebody else is running the show that she wouldn't, because then there'd be a power struggle. She'd be like, oh, I'm the president. And we'd be in a bigger mess than we are right now. I get it. He's not cognitively, you know, fit. I get it. I understand. But the policies and the problems that would result of having Kamala Harris in office would be far worse than anything else. So think about that. That's kind of how we start off the show. But again, let's stop repeating the narratives. Stop on the shows where all we do is just talk about the same things over and over again. It's not productive. It's quite honestly boring, and it's pushing a lot of people out of our spaces that otherwise could be used. Those people could be used as productive people that are passionate about our country. finding solutions to fix things, finding solutions to unite more people, finding ways to actually overcome the cognitive cognitive imbalance or the cognitive handicap of this president. We could ourselves, the people, to be a lot more productive and successful if we started being a little bit more positive about our own situations. Stay tuned here after the break for William Wallace for America.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
All right, welcome back to William Wallace for America here on WGSO 990 AM. We got a caller, one of our regulars calling in, Matthew from Metairie. How are you doing, Matthew?
I'm doing pretty good. Actually, I'm on my way from Palma right now. I'm going to agree with you about the repetitiveness of much of what you call conservative talk radio. Although I still maintain that if you're supporting Donald Trump, you're not quote-unquote conservative in the strictest sense of the word, but...
But you know what, though, Matthew, let's elaborate on that a little bit. You know, he's not the most conservative person, but I find that most Republicans who claim to be conservative aren't conservative. I mean, like, if you're really going to say, I'm a conservative, and I'm glad you're real, and I'm going to let you talk back in a minute, Matthew, but I'm going to go on a roll here for a second, which is I get sick, and that's the other thing. It's, not only do I get sick and tired of hearing the repetitiveness of the stories and the same thing over and over again, I get sick and tired of hearing, I'm a conservative, I'm a conservative. You know, I can't tell you how many Republicans I know here in my home state, in my own area, that say, oh, I'm a conservative. But I'm like, I know how you live your life. Like, you're not conservative. Like, you might have some conservative values. That's honest. Donald Trump has some conservative values, but he's not a true conservative. You know, you want to find your true conservatives, you better be joining the John Birch Society and going to church 7 days a week. Then you might be able to call yourself a conservative. Might be able to call yourself a conservative.
That would be like a religious conservative. Yeah, I actually do know some people like that, and they would not call themselves conservative. They would call themselves Christians,
right? So there's this little gray line that kind of wiggles and winds through the whole dynamics of it.
The conservatism that Donald Trump abandoned was this idea that the world would be made better if we had totally free trade. Free trade on our part, but not on theirs. And he took a look around at the results and said, well, that's not working. And for that, he's demonized. It's really nothing else. All of this other stuff that they bring up is just a smokescreen.
Well, that's just it. Republicans who keep repeating the narratives are only a tool for the left and for the far right and the far left, that is, that are using the narratives to divide us. And I get sick and tired of listening to shows and everybody just talks about the same thing all the time. And I'm not criticizing other people's shows right now. Instead, I'm doing it as a call to action. Like, let's start talking solutions. Let's start talking things that are going to make a difference instead of just throwing rocks at each other.
I am with you on that. We're alone on that railroad track because I'd like to talk, things about, how do we register more voters? I understand that there's supposed to be a big gun show coming up at the in Canada this weekend at the Pontchartrain Center. Is there anybody from the state Republican Party who has a table there for registering voters?
No. And Scott Pressler came in either a couple shows ago and did registration, but he still only got, less than 10, on it. But, and Matthew, I agree with you about registering voters, and I'm not being disagreeable when I make this comment, but we have a bigger problem than that. We have people that don't even vote. I mean, when you have, I'll bet you this March 23rd election that's coming up, I'd be surprised if we get more than 15% of people to turn out to vote. We might get a little bit – let me backtrack a little bit. We might get a little bit more than that because it's a presidential primary. But the reality is, for the governor's race, we had, 30%? I mean, less than 50%. And when there's a tax on the ballot where they'll have a special election or an election where – there's it's for the dog catcher and the millage increase for the teachers, whatever. Nobody shows up. You get 8% turnout, and that's our biggest problem. Nobody shows up to vote. And I get sick and tired by complaining about how bad things are going. Well, you really make a difference? Go call your neighbors, bring people to vote. Just call your neighbors, get them out of the house, go vote. I mean, that's what it's going to take. Repeating the same news stories, narratives.
I don't know my neighbors that well.
Well, call people. Call people that you know to go out and vote. I mean, it really is going to mean us, everybody, calling each other and saying, get your butt out the door and go vote. This repeating the narratives, going over the stories, calling Joe Biden, cognitively impaired, is not solving anything. It's only making things worse.
The biggest thing that's making things worse, I hate to say it, it is this obsession with making absolutely certain that everything in the voting system is absolutely perfect. You can't have a single machine built by Dominion. You can't have a single dead person on the voter rolls. Everything has to be absolutely perfect. Otherwise, they're going to steal it.
Well, I'm going to tell you what
If you don't vote, they don't need to steal it.
Quote by Dan Bongino. Exactly. And everybody wants to blame the machines. And look, don't get me wrong, I can go on for days. I'm not saying the machines are not the problem. What I am saying, though, is everybody wants to blame the machines, but the problem is we got people who don't use their registrations, and those registrations are used by ballot harvesters. So if we just register more people, we have more people on the rolls. That doesn't benefit elections. It benefits the ballot harvesters more than anything, because then they have more registrations of people who don't vote. And that's where the ballot harvesters get their...
So you have to have them.
What's that?
Go on.
You know, that's where the ballot harvesters are using.
Ammunition.
And not only that, but just one more second, is like, I remember when I ran for office 4 years ago, there was just tons of registrations that people didn't even live at the houses anymore. I had houses that had like 20 people registered at them, and you know, two people lived there. So, and then as recent as this last Saturday, I talked to somebody who's running for office, who's knocking on doors right now, this moment, and she's like, she says, I have four registrations that their address is Metairie Lawn Cemetery or Lake Lawn on Erlon Highway. Four people registered to vote.
That should be a
right. So she's like, I've knocked on doors where the person that's on the registration isn't even registered, doesn't even have a driver's license or is an illegal alien, isn't even a U.S. citizen. So there's yet another problem, you know, Matthew. It's like I said,
it is a problem.
So,
it is a problem.
Meanwhile, I get tired of hearing how cognitively impaired Joe Biden is. We got bigger problems than that, believe it or not. You know what? The country's going to go on. Yes, we want to have a good leader who's doing good things, but right now, America is kind of on autopilot. I hate to say it that way, but the reality is, it's going to be all right until he gets out of office. It's not going to be all right if we force him out of office because we keep talking about him being cognitively impaired and we put Kamala Harris in and her policies.
Have no fear. Even if they impeach him, go through with the impeachment trial in the Senate, I don't think there'll be enough Democrats to go along with removing him. And there'll be quite a few Republicans who won't go along with it. But so he'll still stay in office. It's what, 3/4 of the Senate has to vote to remove him, and you're not going to get
that. Ain't happening. Matthew, our segment's over in about 10 seconds. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Have a great day, and everybody else, please stay tuned for me or more of my show here after the break on William Wallace for America.
Buy new when you can renew. Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, March 16th and 17th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, March 16th and 17th, at the Punch Train Center. Show hours, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. Governor Landry signed several bills today approved in the crime special session, including the permitless concealed carry bill, which will go into effect on July 4th. The New Orleans Police Department has expressed concerns that this law will make it more difficult on law enforcement as they try to reduce gun violence. But Landry disagrees and says 27 other states have similar laws.
For those of y'all who are critical of this, okay, who claim that this bill in some kind of way is going to deter law enforcement. It's not, because it doesn't deter law enforcement in Tennessee. It doesn't deter in Mississippi or Arkansas or in Texas.
And the regular legislative session begins next week. And Blake Miguez pre-filed a bill that will clarify that it'll be legal to conceal carry a firearm in a restaurant that serves alcohol. He says the bill prohibits concealed carry in bars where more than 50% of its sale is alcohol.
You can't be under the influence of alcohol when you're carrying a firearm. You can't be drinking alcohol. You can't be acting in a negligent manner.
LRN.
This is Nancy Landry, your Secretary of State. The Louisiana presidential primary is March 23rd. As a reminder, only registered Democrats and Republicans may vote in their respective party's primary. All qualified voters, regardless of party, may vote in local elections within their jurisdiction. Early voting starts March 9th and will run through March 16th, except for Sunday. Visit geauxvote.com for more information.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. 1 in 3 Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes. And every day, more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com.
Sponsored by Louisiana Department of Justice.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
A very smart financial person once said there are 5 G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Welcome back to William Wallace for America. We're going to talk about that constitutional carry in just a minute and the March 23rd primary. But speaking of the primary, my friend Christy Lynch is on that primary. I'm going to talk about her a couple more times the next couple weeks. Get ready, because I'm endorsing her, and she's running for the Republican State Central Committee in Algiers for Tarrytown and certain precincts in Plaquemines. Look for her name, Christy Lynch, on, and she's number 73 on your ballot. She's on March 23rd. The plan is that she wants to get out the vote, consolidate, amplify your voice in the state party and locally. Her website is Lynch for State Central Committee. That's Lynch, the number 4, statecentral.com. It's not committee. Lynch for statecentral.com. And look for her name, Christy Lynch, number 73 on your ballot. Isn't it funny? We all have the right to vote, right? Except if you're not Republican or Democrat or part of that two-party system where if you're a libertarian or whatever, you can't vote in the primary. What is up with that? I get it. Somewhere along the line, the powers that be made this law, and I'm sorry, but I don't think it's right. I don't think that if you're registered to vote, you're registered to vote. And if you're another party, so what? I mean, maybe if you're an independent, you should be able to vote for either Republican or Democrat. Right now, you can only vote Democrat if you're a Democrat, Republican if you're a Republican. I get it because there's a lot of party elections, and they don't want to get another party voting in, say, the Republican state central committees or the Republican endorsement committees. I get that, but libertarians should be allowed to vote for whoever they want to vote for. That's the reason why they signed up to be a libertarian, and now they're being excluded. Don't think that's right. I know there's some hidden reason for it. Whatever the reason is, I don't agree with the reason, but that's something to think about. Constitutional carry. We're going to, well, you know what? I'm gonna put that off to the side for a second, for just a second, and go with other things first that I already had planned, because when you look at where freedom is under attack in our country, it's not just the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, it's the bureaucratic agencies, and it's even our own parties sometimes, because in a case like this, it's parties that got that law to where a libertarian, or if you're not registered as a Democrat or Republican, you can't vote. And I want you to think about that for just a minute. All right, let's get to constitutional carry. You see, I kind of leapfrogged that again. Constitutional carry, the argument in New Orleans, the stupid, idiotic argument. I get, oh, they've had long, you know, the police people in charge. I'm saying it that way to not be disrespectful, but just, it frustrates me. Oh, we're going to have an uptick in crime. It's going to be harder to police the streets. No, it's actually going to be easier, because if you look at, and now you're going to Google this or DuckDuckGo it, whatever you want to do, and you're going to find a few mixed reports. I promise you. You're going to find both sides of the argument. There's going to be some articles that say it's negligible, or it might increase a little bit if you have concealed carry or a constitutional carry, okay? But those studies are generally done by anti-gun groups or groups that are not really involved in the statistics, so to speak. They're kind of picking the statistics they want. They're not using informed data. They're not going out and doing their own research. They're kind of cherry-picking the data that they want, because when you read some of those, like I have, you'll find that it'll say it's negligible, or it's it lowers certain crimes. It's negligible. It'll use this word negligible. Well, even lowering it negligible is a little bit. It's better than nothing. So if it's lowering it even a tiny bit, it's still not going in the upward direction like these people are getting on there and talking about it. And if they were doing their jobs, then we would have less crime overall. So when you've got law enforcement in the city of New Orleans coming on and saying that they're going to have a harder time with enforcement, actually, I disagree, of course. You're seeing me go in that direction. But the reality is, when you look at statistics and other reports, you find that overall, crime lowers wherever there's constitutional carry. Matter of fact, study finds, see the claim that, here we go, Ohio sees decrease in gun crime after passing constitutional carry. In the United States, constitutional carry, also called permitless carry, means that someone, let's see, try to find these articles, the gun crime declined after constitutional carry adoption, Ohio study has. The list just goes on and on and on, where you can find where most crime decreases even just a little bit and sometimes a lot more wherever there's constitutional carry. The reality is, if our politicians were making, if they weren't trying to have their hands in the pie so much, and they weren't so busy creating policies that screwed up our free market system, and they weren't trying to, and they weren't creating policies that made people more dependent on government instead of independent, we'd have less crime already, and there would not be a bigger reason for people to have a need to carry a gun. Because that's the ultimate problem. It's bad policies. When we have here in New Orleans a mayor who is flipping her middle finger, almost literally, to the city council that, I'm not moving out of the city apartment. I know I'm not supposed to be there, but, and she flips her thumb, nose, finger so often at the people of the city in ways that she really doesn't care about the citizens. That just goes to show you, and then they get on there and behind the police chief, shaking her head, you're going to raise crime, you're going to raise crime, and it ain't going to raise crime. As a matter of fact, most of the people that are affected by violent crime are minorities that would be have their legal rights still to carry a gun. They're the ones being affected the most in this. Why not give them a right to be why not empower them? Because if a lot of this crime is happening in the inner cities, if we empower legal, law-abiding citizens to carry guns and have a right to conceal it, then guess what? You're going to have less attacks on the people that are more vulnerable to this. That, and you look at those studies, you'll find it all over the country that the laws are broken less where there's constitutional carry, crime goes down. And look, now we're talking about empowering women also. When more women can carry, and they're the victims of a lot of these crimes. Again, I'm not saying this in the most eloquent way, and I'm not giving you, pretty talk and saying it perfectly stated. I'm just being very real and direct about it. Overall, constitutional carry across the board lowers crime, except if you read studies that are done by groups that are against gun rights or aren't doing their own research and they're just kind of cherry-picking data. And again, back to politicians that are flipping their nose at the people like Latoya Cantrell's in New Orleans that's another attack on freedom. But I'm sure she'll give you a splash park someplace. Actually, I should have done my segue on that anyway. Another attack on our freedoms and liberties are the splash parks. You ever notice how the politicians want to keep spending your money on just splash parks? And here's a soccer field, and we planted some trees, and we did this. Some of it, I get it, is, our communities need a lot of these things. But I can tell you right now, if we allowed businesses to be more involved, we incentivize businesses, and they do that now, by the way. And some of them I'm for, some of them I'm against. Okay, for instance, in Jefferson Parish, they're giving tax breaks to big old chemical companies, in Jefferson Parish, but they're charging the people more money for their trash pickup. That's the kind of stuff I'm against when you get that kind of a fine line between government and business. However, if it was planned out a little bit better, we could get a lot of the things that our tax dollars are paying for directly in ways that we could improve our communities and build a bigger tax base because we have a better, safer place, which I know is the idea on this tax break. But when this tax break to this chemical company only gives us like a few jobs, and meanwhile, we're watching our trash fees go up. We're going to talk about this more after the break here on WGSO 990.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience. Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
All right, so let me wrap up that thought real quick where I was going with it very succinctly, because I got a bunch of things I want to talk about before the end of the show, which is one, freedom of the splash parks. I'm getting, when you look at what our elected officials are spending of our tax dollars, there's a fine line between spending what needs to be spent to give our communities what they need and spending money that could be otherwise used to keep from having future tax increases and possibly even improving services to the community without raising their taxes and fees on other things. Just something to think about. When I said splash parks are an infringement on our freedom, it's just them giving us our money back. Anyway, the Supreme Court ruling this week, I want to give you all guys another thought. Everybody's wanted to yell that it was a win for Donald Trump, and technically and essentially it was. But the reality is it's a win for America, where when justices come together and just say, look, no one state should be allowed to decide who's going to run for president or not, possibly dictating who's going to be the next president. They recognize that it's not a Republican or Democrat thing. They recognize that it affects either side in the future, and they also recognize the ramifications that could happen as a result for future elections if they were allowed that to happen. But let me flip that another way to think about it. Or is it just the Democrats on the court saying they really want to make sure Donald Trump's the next candidate on the Republican side on who Biden's going to run against, because they think that Trump is the most beatable, not necessarily because of unpopularity, but you know, the way it was, the way he was beaten the last time in a stolen election. Something to think about. Super Tuesday, that's today. Think about this. Shouldn't we have a Super Tuesday where all the states vote at one time? Are you kind of tired of when, you know, everybody starts running for president and all of a sudden everybody comes out of the gate and you got like 20 horses in the race and everybody's coming out and this person's running, that person running, and then as the primaries begin, everybody starts dropping out. And then by the time it comes time for your primary, in this case, March 23rd, is when we get to Louisiana, there's only one or two people left. In this case, it's going to be one person left, because I doubt Nikki Haley's going to be in at that time, although she might be in there just because she is, but, you know, and can be, because guess what? Even people who backed out of the race already are still going to be on the ballot. You'll still see some of their names on the Louisiana ballot. And that's just how it is. Shouldn't we have a nationwide Super Tuesday where everybody that wants to be president or is running for office all is in there for everybody to pick from? Wouldn't that be like a true, not a popularity contest, but wouldn't it be like giving the American people a true choice? Or is it designed this way that they want to filter it out? And they want to vet, they put certain people in the race that have certain messages so they can vet the message or vet the candidates' personalities to kind of custom tailor who they know or who they realize the candidate might be, so they can pass that on to that candidate. Hey, this candidate was saying this before he dropped out and it resonated well with the American people. This candidate has this personality, and that resonated well. And they can use those qualities and attributes and messages for the final candidate. So is it planned that way? Or is it planned that way because they want people to work for it? They want the candidate to work for it because they realize, hey, if this horse can't make it through 6 or 8 months of primaries, they shouldn't even make it to all the states, and they're going to be out before, and so be it. Or, like I said a minute ago, should we have a national primary? Or is that a bad thing? Because, again, maybe a national primary becomes the most popular person that might not be vetted so well to go up against the Democrat, which the final thing to think about is, or is it like that because the Republican Party and the Democrat Party designed it that way? So it still becomes a two-party system, and it's galvanized that these candidates are the great. I get you. If you're listening, you're jumping. Oh well, you know, the libertarians can still have their candidates, so it's not just a two-party system. I understand, but the most powerful parties, the Democrat Party, the Republican Party, is it designed this way to help the parties? Is it designed this way to benefit the people because the strongest candidate comes out at the end? But another thought to think about, should we have a national primary day where everybody's off? And certainly, I think we should have a national election day where everybody is off for the, for the final election. So I'm always asking the question where we are losing freedom in America. And you heard me say this, eke it out a little bit earlier, and I'm going to say it again. We're losing freedom in America at our ballot boxes. Why? One, earlier, hear me talk about it. not enough people use their registrations to vote. They don't vote. And the ballot harvesters are stealing the elections by using the registrations of people who don't vote. We're losing our freedoms because your voice isn't being heard. And so often I hear, well, my vote doesn't count. Well, your voice counts. Maybe your candidate doesn't win. Maybe your issue that you were voting on doesn't succeed. Maybe the tax increase you voted against still got through. But when only 10%, 20%, even 50% of the people show up, the elected officials that get in office, they know those numbers. They know that half or more of the population doesn't care. They know that they can spend some more money on splash parks because it makes them look good. They're gonna, you know, cut down some trees in a park and they're gonna put up a soccer field or parking lot because it's easy. They get away with it. They know that you're going to pay your trash pickup fee because, one, it's on your water bill and your water gets cut off if you don't pay it. But the reality is they're giving tax incentives to big corporations that just hire five local people, if that much, millions of dollars when they could be giving it to small businesses that might build that splash park for you. And again, is it designed that way or does it just happen to be that way? Did somebody at one time go, if I dole out the splash parks, they're going to keep voting for me. But if the businesses get credit for doling out the splash parks, I'm not going to get credit for it. The reality is, there's so many other things that government can be doing for us that will preserve our money. Money is freedom. And when it comes down to how many taxes we're paying federally, statewide, and locally, we're losing our freedom on that, which is a bigger reason that you need to get out and vote, because the elected officials that are on your buddy today are the ones giving you a splash park tomorrow while their hands are in your bank account. All right, guys, stay tuned next week for more of my show, William Wallace for America. WGSO 990 is where I am today, but you can hear my shows on a podcast, on all podcast apps, also on Rumble. Check out my shows there on William Wallace for America. And if this show clicked with anything in your soul, please share it with somebody who might like it. Thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you next week. A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining
for lunch or dinner, and their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, March 16th and 17th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, March 16th and 17th, at the Punch Train Center. Show hours, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick of the Christian Garrick Show. Listen to me weekdays, noon to 2, only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.